SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The powerful earthquakes that hit west-central Japan on New Year's Day have left at least 48 people dead. Thousands of buildings have been damaged or destroyed.
Overnight, it wasn't clear how bad the damage has been. The authorities have said that it's quite difficult to access the quake-hit areas because the roads have been damaged in the area.
That's the BBC's Joanjana Tarari reporting. Deadly mishap involving two aircraft on the ground in Tokyo.
The plane collided with a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft and burst into flames on the tarmac of Tokyo's Haneda Airport, according to officials. Local media reported that all 379 people who were on board flight JAL-516 got out safely before the plane was engulfed in flames. However, NHK TV has said that five crew members have been found dead on the Coast Guard plane. Local TV showed a large eruption of fire and smoke from the side of the plane as it taxied on the runway. The area around the wing then caught fire. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, the mayor of Secaucus, New Jersey, on the doorstep of New York City, says that buses have been dropping illegal aliens in his town so they can catch a train into the city. Secaucus Mayor Michael Ganelli says it's apparently a loophole, a way to get around New York Mayor Eric Adams' restrictions on the busing of migrants into the city. Former President Trump is blasting Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine, criticizing DeWine for vetoing a bill that would have banned sex change operations on children and prevented boys from competing against girls in sports. Wall Street is in the red on this first trading day of the new year. The Dow is down 97 points, the Nasdaq off 183 points. This is SRN News. New law in North Carolina takes on pornography.
The measure, which went into effect on New Year's Day, will require pornographic website operators to confirm that viewers are at least 18 years old by using a commercially available database. The law also lets parents sue companies if their children were allowed to access the pornography. A small number of states are beginning to consider similar legislation as the harms of online porn to America's young people become increasingly clear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Messianic Jewish Alliance of America is urging Christians to answer the rising tide of anti-Semitism. In a statement, the alliance says the United States is becoming an increasingly dangerous place for Jews. Many are afraid to identify as Jews in public. They are fearful to identify as pro-Israel on the campuses of academic America. The MJAA says pastors should address anti-Semitism from the pulpit. This is SRN News. Illegal aliens are now eligible for taxpayer-funded health care in California.
As of New Year's Day, more than 700,000 illegal immigrants have access to health care coverage through the state's Medicaid program known as Medi-Cal. Health care and illegal advocates say the expansion will be life-changing for the population, but critics worry the changes will further strain the system and blast the program's cost while the state faces a record $68 billion deficit. The expansion also inches California closer to a goal of providing universal health care. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Michigan Wolverines go up against the Washington Huskies in the college football national championship next week. Michigan beat Alabama 27-20 in overtime in the Rose Bowl. Washington down Texas 37-31 in the Sugar Bowl. The national championship is all set to go for Monday night in Houston. More details at srnnews.com.